Good morning, Baltimore and the surrounding area. This is Orin Solomon on the Entrepreneur's Edge. Got a fantastic show for you today. Super excited to be here. This is the Entrepreneur's Edge, where we talk about entrepreneur topics from tax advantages of owning a business to networking to personal development, to different types of businesses, to small businesses, big businesses, all types of different tips and topics to help you become an entrepreneur, be a better entrepreneur, grow your business. Today, we're going to talk about being an entrepreneur in Hollywood. I know as a kid watching TV, you see people on television every so often. You dream about being on TV. And I happen to have a good friend of mine in the studio. He's a Hollywood producer. In fact, has spent about 20 years of his life in California. And he's going to talk about that business. And we're going to talk about entrepreneurship as well. But for those people who are intrigued and interested in that particular type of business, he's an expert at it. He's been doing it for a long, long, long time. So say hello to my good friend, Ed Stewart. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
I'm beautiful. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Ed and I went to high school together, and Ed, if you could take a minute or so, Ed, just kind of tell everyone your background, you know, where you came from, where you grew up, where you went to high school, college, and all that good stuff, so people can get to know you here.
Okay. All right, Orin. Well, I appreciate you for having me today. It's really interesting. This is another part of my journey. Yeah, I'm normally behind the scenes. All
yep.
right. But again, like you mentioned, I'm originally from D.C., native Washingtonian. You know, we went to Carroll High School together. And, you know, while I was in school, I was a percussionist. I was a percussionist and I was a drum major. And, you know, I guess prior to getting to Carroll, I had to make a decision. Was I going to go to Duke Ellington like a lot of my my peers that were playing with me? I played in the DC Youth Orchestra up at Coolidge High School. And so I was exposed to, music and the arts and things of that sort at an early age. And, you know, when I made the decision not to go to Duke Ellington, no offense, but when I made the decision not to go there and go to Carroll, I didn't realize that at that point, that was one of the first, major decisions in my entertainment, my producing path. So one of the things that led me to not going to Duke Ellington was as a drummer, you know, you come in, you set up your drums and you're all the way in the back. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's somebody that's at the front that's counting your money, right? And I wanted to know, or I wanted to be there to count my money.
Right.
So, you know, I can always play drums as a hobby, but I was really interested in the behind the scenes of, you know, the business and music and things of that sort.
Okay.
So not even really knowing it, you know, that's uh-huh. kind of, you know, one of those unconscious decisions you made. And,
okay.
You know, so for, you know, after Carroll, then I ended up going to Howard University, you know, what can you say? So, you know, and I graduated in 92, right? So, you know, while I was there, you know, you had the likes of Sean Combs at that day. You had
P. Diddy?
Yeah, P. Diddy, yes, yes. You had people like Mark Pitts, who's responsible for Chris Brown. He's responsible for, I think, Miguel, a couple of others, Usher, you know. Mm-hmm. And so Howard was really a entertainment college or entertainment ground.
Uh-huh.
Now the funny part is, being from DC, I was still listening to go-go, right? And so as I just started to interact more with people from other places, then I started to see something that I said, okay, this is interesting, but still not sold. So, you know, I finished school, got my degree, and I ended up doing corporate America. Hated it. Absolutely hated it.
Right.
I won't spare you the gruesome details, but, you know.
Oh, go ahead, man. Tell people.
I was a territory sales manager for Cool Cigarettes. And it was the one thing that I didn't want to do. I said, listen, I want to graduate. I want to work a sales position. But I didn't want to sell either cigarettes or alcohol in an urban community.
Right.
And that's what I found myself doing.
Wow.
And I hated it. And I don't know if you guys remember, but they had a movie called The Insider with Russell Crowe.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And in there, all of the heads of the cigarette companies, they came to Congress and they gave their oath and they said that cigarettes weren't addictive. Right? Well, we know.
Right.
The interesting part about it is that the cigarettes that so happened to get into my hands were proven to be more addictive than the cigarettes in other parts of the country.
Wow.
All right. Mm-hmm. One other interesting factoid is inside of the, you know, Washington, D.C. area, St. Elizabeth's is one of the biggest consumers of cigarettes.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
So, again, you know, so I'm just going through life, just trying to figure it out. You know, I'm doing sales. I'm like, this isn't it. I'm not fulfilled. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I worked at Bally's Holiday Spa, right at Central Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Had a blast, you know, an absolute blast. And the best thing actually that happened to me is I got fired. I got fired just for something, you know. Again, we'll keep this a nice show, right? So I got fired, and at that point, I said, "Listen, you know what? It's going to be entertainment or bust." And so initially, my first entry into entertainment was sports.
Okay.
And so I became an NBA sports agent, right? This was, you know, 20 years before Jay-Z, you know, so I thought I'll mention that. And so, but remember, you know, just so everyone can understand the climate of jobs and the world, the idea in 1992, 93 of saying, hey, I'm in entertainment,
mm-hmm.
especially in Washington, D.C., people are like, are you crazy? Boy, get a job, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I stuck to my guns and said, listen, after I got fired, I said, you know, I'm just going to pursue entertainment, you know, sports and things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew a couple people. You know, we went, you know,
mm-hmm.
Lawrence Moden and, you know, a couple people.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an informational interview. Now, remember that word.
Informational interview.
Because that's a great way to get in.
Okay.
I had an informational interview with a guy who was the director of marketing at Fame, and Fame was David Falk's outfit,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
sports
for those
agent,
who don't know.
Sports agent.
Exactly. Super
sports
agent.
Sports agent. Michael Jordan's agent, John Thompson, a lot of big-time athletes, yep.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so he gave me some advice. He said, Ed, you know, you're nice guy. You know, he says, I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to like it, all right?
Huh.
And he says, listen, you can make it, but David's not going to hire you here, you know. And he's not going to hire you because he doesn't need you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow. Now, again, this is really tough advice, right? Because, you know, I think I'm jamming, I'm ready to go. But he says, listen, he says, but what you can do, though, is you can build the same type of organization that he has, the same investment brokers,
mm-hmm.
the same, you know, accountants, the same publicists. You know, I can show you how to build those relationships, and then you can take them and build your own.
Wow.
So that's what I started to do. And at that point, I then transitioned to Los Angeles. A friend of mine, his brother was an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have these interesting discussions about why he wasn't interested in black representation. And, you know, I said, well, listen, you know, we can do it. You know, we just need an opportunity.
Right.
And so we ended up going to California together. The initial plan was to go for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't make it, then to come back. Okay.
Okay.
So for everyone that's listening, it doesn't happen like that. All right. So, so we went to Los Angeles. Luckily, he was staying with a young lady that she was on a hit TV show. It's called Living Single, and her name was Erica Alexander. She played the character of Maxine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what happened was, you know, when I dropped him off to stay there, she had an attorney that was living with her. And, you know, we're talking, da-da-da-da-da, we're, you know, he says, hey, you know, I'm glad, you know, you two actors are here.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I'm not an actor. And he says, oh, you're not? Well, what do you do, right?
Wow.
Now, mind you.
Talk about opportunity.
Absolutely, right?
Man.
So remember, I didn't tell you guys this part, but what happened was we got into Los Angeles late in the evening, you know, 8, 9. You know, we tried to get a rental car, you know, couldn't get the rental car. We had a problem. We ended up getting a hotel. So we got in the morning. So this is the first morning that I spent in Los Angeles.
Okay.
I know nothing. I know no one. I only know what I read.
Wow.
But like you said, it's opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when he said to me, well, you know, I'm glad you actors are here, just instinctively, I had to stop him. I didn't really, know why, but I said, listen, well, no, I'm not an actor. Mm-hmm. And so he says, well, tell me about yourself. What are you looking to do? So I gave him this plan, mm-hmm. right? And he said, really? Interesting. And so he says, listen, well, you'll have to, give me your resume. I said, okay. We kept talking. The maid came, fed us, and something else came up. And he said, listen, make sure you give me your resume. I said, okay. We keep talking. It's the evening now. We're having a great time. And he says it one more time.
Wow.
And I stopped him and I said, hold on. And I went to the car and I said, listen, this is what I have. It's mm-hmm. not, complete because I was going to FedEx or Kinko's at that point.
Right.
And he literally interviewed me on the spot. Literally.
Hold that thought. So if y'all listen to this story, this is my friend Ed Stewart, who's a Hollywood producer. He's done a lot of different things. And there's a message I heard a long time ago from my mentor. He said, it's better to be prepared and not have an opportunity than to have one and not be prepared. And at this particular time, you were prepared. Right. You were basically you had your resume in the car.
Absolutely.
And an opportunity knocked for you. And I'll let you go ahead and finish.
Well, no. as prepared as you can be for mm-hmm. a world you had, nothing about.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, he interviewed me on the spot right in front of my friend. It was as awkward as this interview is. Right. because when you're behind the scenes, guys, you get used to being behind the scenes.
Sure.
So,
sure.
But you get over it
uh-huh.
and you have to. Persevere. You just have to just do what you need to do. So mm-hmm. we spoke and he said, listen, I may have something for you. Call me back in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Called him back. He said, listen, come on over. I have something for you. You'll be Erica's assistant, her personal assistant.
Wow.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So that's how you got in the door.
That's how I got in the door.
Wow. How about that? So here's the thing, real quick. I'm gonna open up the call lines. I'm talking to Ed Stewart. He's a Hollywood producer. He's from the D.C. area. This is the Entrepreneur's Edge with Orin Solomon. We're just talking about opportunities in Hollywood, opportunities to start a business. I'm gonna have a whole host of questions for Ed. You guys are going to hear exactly, how he got in Hollywood and some of the things you could do for those people that are interested in doing this type of work. It's a great field to be in. And for those people that just want to start a business, just want to be an entrepreneur, we're going to get some information from you as well. If you'd like to call in and have a conversation with Ed, maybe ask him some questions, you can call 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, you can dial 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And also, if you're looking to start a business, because that's what this is about, to help people get their businesses going. You can also call in and you can also send a text. I've got my good friend Sharon Lewis on the line. Sharon, are you there?
I am here, and it's so exciting. This sends you back. Wow.
Sharon, can you do me a favor? Just give everyone your number here for the people that are maybe a little timid to call in, but they want to send a text. Maybe they're looking to start a business or get into entrepreneurship. If you can give them a number so they can text you, that'd be great.
Sure, it's 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
Excellent. We're here with Ed Stewart. So, Ed, why don't you continue the story, man? Because I think people would love to hear how you got in the business. Because a lot of people have dreams and goals to getting into Hollywood, but it's always good to hear a story of how people got in and just some of the things that are going on. I'll go ahead and let you finish.
Okay. So, the business. All right. So, again, at that point, her attorney, manager, said, listen, I have something for you. You'll be your personal assistant, right? In addition to being her personal assistant, I was also his personal assistant, okay? Now, I guess Hollywood 101, this is a people business. And, with people are imperfect, right?
Of course.
So.
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off. Most businesses are people businesses, but especially in Hollywood. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. So, people are imperfect.
That's for sure.
Even when they have the best intentions, but when celebrity and money comes into play, it makes it really, really difficult. So again, you know, I'm her assistant and I'm also his assistant, right? So, you know, we go through, you know, we're having a great year, right? And I get into Hollywood probably about February of 94, right? And the season goes from typically January and it ends in May. They do a hiatus over the summer. They start up in like August, September. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple months of being kind of on set, you know, learning a little bit of what that is. But really, I'm at her home. Her office is at her home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm responsible for, you know, picking up laundry, waking her up, you know,
yeah.
Just, you know, feeding the dogs. I'm not necessarily a pet person per se, but
right.
you know, again,
do what you gotta
you
do.
Do what you have to do, my friend.
Right.
And so, you know, so I'm there, I'm working, and then hiatus comes, and you know, and I'm trying to say this in a very delicate way. So, monies are very monies are tight. You know, you have a staff, you have a lot of things
yeah,
going on.
Sure.
And although you're making a lot of money, you know, and at this point, and there's no secret. So, you know, at this point, I think she was making like $20,000 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for us, we can raise whole, you know, an entire a tribe of $20,000. Right.
Exactly.
But, you know, in Hollywood, you know, the money doesn't stretch as far. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're there, you know, monies are getting a little tight. And so I had a conversation with Erica personally. And she said, listen, you know, that we're renegotiating her contract. You know, the whole cast is, if for some reason it doesn't get picked up, then, you know, I like you. I want you to, you know, I'll let you move in here.
Mm-hmm.
Again, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, opportunity.
Right. It's, you know, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Do you say it's a little unconventional, but the job's unconventional.
Right.
You know, I'm in all of her personal business, you know.
Yep.
I'm answering the phone, you know, I'm picking up the mail, all of that stuff.
Right.
You know, I'm friends with her boyfriend, you know, we play football together, everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of have to go with your gut.
Yep.
And your gut says to you, "You know what? Nothing like this at home." All right, so I went with my gut.
Ride it out.
And, you know, she gave me a car, and I rode it out. And luckily, we developed a very strong relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's another piece to that puzzle.
Okay.
You have the gentleman who hired me, right? So he had run one request of me before I was to get a raise.
Okay.
And his request was to give him my personal budget.
Okay.
And just that didn't feel right to me.
Okay.
Right? And so I took a stand and I refused. And so at the end of the day, when the smoke cleared, she had gotten rid of him.
Ooh.
And I had now taken over his position.
Oh, wow.
Because there were some things that were happening.
Yeah.
It's a positive show. We're going to keep it positive. But there were some things that were happening that weren't, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll move forward. Yes.
Yeah, stuff happens.
It happens. And you want to make sure your hands are clean.
Okay.
At all times.
Hang tight. Hold on here. Again, we're talking to Ed Stewart. It's a Hollywood producer. He's done a lot of different things. I'm going to let him tell you some of the things that he's done. He does a lot of stuff in the background that you don't know about, but this is the Entrepreneur's Edge. We're talking about entrepreneurship. You know, one week we may talk about the importance of being a healthy entrepreneur. The next week we may talk about owning a restaurant. Today we're talking about being in Hollywood, being an entrepreneur in Hollywood. And I have my good friend Ed Stewart here. If you'd like to ask some questions or get in on the conversation, or even just if you're interested in starting a home-based business yourself, because that's where we all started at. You know, Ed is an entrepreneur. He started he actually has multiple businesses. Actually, Ed, just take a minute. Just share with everyone the business that you were telling me about that you're doing for people that are looking to write.
No. I understand. So real quick. So the name of my production company is Sticky Candy. right? And you know, through that we do a lot of things. We you know, we produce, you know, TVs, documentaries, film, you know, things of that sort. But one of the offshoots from that, we have a company that's called Break Down My Script. And you know, and we'll get into it, but I went to film school. I went to AFI Conservatory, and with a couple of buddies we started a business to help up-and-coming directors, filmmakers to learn how to take their script, their project, and to schedule it and to budget it. Because, excuse me, in order to have a conversation with, you know, any sort of distributor or financer or Hollywood type, you have to know exactly how much your film is going to cost. And so one of the things that we do, and it takes probably about 3 weeks to get it done, we actually break the script down. The name of the business is called BreakDownMyScript.com.
Okay, excellent. So again, if you're interested in that particular industry, film writing, or if you want to start a business, Sharon, if you can give your number out again, we really would appreciate it.
Yes. Okay. Baltimore listeners, my number is 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889. If you're interested in starting your own business, give me a text now so we can respond to you and hook you up with the right information.
Awesome. And also, if you're calling in the Baltimore area, you can call in to 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010, or if you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. So I had a couple questions for you here. Can you maybe talk about some of the struggles early on, because we have entrepreneurs that listen to this, or people that want to be business owners, but I don't, when you're trying to get your foot in the door, and no matter what you're doing, it's tough. You know what I mean? It's a struggle. So maybe you can talk about some of those things, some of the things that maybe you had to go through, or some of the colleagues you've seen had to go through to get their foot in the door.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's interesting because entertainment is pretty broad, right? And you know, I think in entertainment you would consider sports, you know, sports management. You would consider TV, film, acting, directing, producing, editing, things of that sort. But you know, like also fashion, internet, you know, those types of things. You know, entertainment kind of is a part of. And so, I guess in a broad sense, as far as struggles are concerned, I guess the biggest thing is just figuring out where you fit, you know, trying to understand the business. And again, focusing as much as you can. Now, remember, I started off in sports.
Mm-hmm.
I started off in sports, but then I transitioned to TV and film just because, you know, of where I was located. And you know, in California, you know, the football games come on at 9 a.m. No one really cares about sports,
right?
It's a different industry. So I guess, you know, my suggestion to people that are looking to get into the business is figure out what part of the business they're looking to get into, right? And again, sometimes you don't know, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, maybe it's music, maybe it's, you know, TV, film. Get in where you fit in.
Okay. That's good advice, man. From producer extraordinaire Ed Stewart. Ed, I'm gonna put you on the spot here. If you can kind of maybe talk about some of the projects that you've done, some of the things. I know there's a specific thing that you should be listed under, because when people look you up, they want to know how credible you are. Maybe
yeah,
you can
absolutely
explain that to the listening audience.
No, I got you. Yeah, it's you know. When you work in the TV and film industry specifically, it's a resource that's called IMDb. So that's Internet Movie Database.com. And what that is it's a clearinghouse. It's a clearinghouse of all of the reference information for anybody you can think of. So, you know, from George Clooney to George Lucas to all the agents, all the managers, any TV show that you can think of, any film you can think of is listed there. And it's interesting because it's actually a subsidiary of Amazon,
okay,
believe it or not. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, you know, so they own it. Uh-huh. And, you know, every time you do a project, you listed there. I used to work at ABC in the business and legal affairs. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that we would do, you know, as a paralegal, is to go to IMDb to print out that sheet to list the credits.
Okay.
And then we would find out, hey, what's the quote for this particular artist? Mm-hmm. And then we would have a meeting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm listed there. Mm-hmm. You know, my number's there if people are interested in you know, contacting me. So it's Edward Stewart III, or it's Sticky Candy. You can look me up. And, you know, that it's a great reference. And again, it's free to the public, mm-hmm. but it's extremely hard to get listed. You must be credible.
Okay.
To get listed. So
important. Now I'm gonna put you on the spot again, man. Okay. I know. Can you maybe talk about some of the projects you've done, and just so people can hear, man? Because, you know, I know people that want to get into that business. They don't know how. Look, if you're in the Baltimore area, surrounding area, you're interested in getting in that business, you got someone here that has the knowledge and information right now who can help you. So feel free to call in 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. Or if you just have any questions about it, if you're curious about it, feel free to give us a call. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if you want to be an entrepreneur, you can send a text to Sharon. Sharon, why don't you give your number out again?
Yes, my number is 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
You know, I got to be honest, this is how a lot of people start their businesses. I started out as in the home-based business industry, but it leads you to so many other different things. You know, Ed started out doing different things, and now he's an expert in his particular field. So, Ed, if you can name some of the projects that you're associated with that you've done in the past, and then we'll talk about the big one a little bit later. So
I got you. Yeah. So, you know, I've worked on the show Living Single. I've worked on Living Single. I actually worked on AM at BET with the guy, Laz Alonzo. Mm-hmm. I actually got him his first job. They wanted me to do it, but I'm a behind-the-scenes guy. So, again, you know, I referred a friend. He was a friend mm-hmm. of mine, and, you know, he's doing great now. I'm really proud of him. So, AM at BET, you know, in film school, we did, you know, several projects. You know, I used to work at... you know, Shaquille O'Neal's internet company. I used to work with Angie Stone. You know, I used to work the Queen Latifah show. I used to work BET. And I used to do what they call coverage. I used to read scripts at Will Smith's production company, Overbrook. So, you know.
Excellent.
It's
a lot of exposure.
Yeah, right. A lot of exposure. So right now what I'm doing actually is I'm creating a film fund. It's a $50 million film fund to pay for, you know, a lot of the projects that I'm working on. And I'm sure we'll speak about some of those
uh-huh.
later.
Yeah, we sure will. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it. Again, we're talking to Ed Stewart here. We're talking about being an entrepreneur in Hollywood or wanting to get involved. Maybe you have something, a script you want to write, or you want somebody to hear something. Great opportunity for you to call in and say a few words to Ed. Or if you're looking to start a business, you don't know where to start, you want to do something, you can send a text. Sharon, please give that number out again. I apologize.
That's okay. It's 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889. We have a nice event coming up this week, and we want people to, you know, to call in and text so they can be part of it. I have three VIP tickets left, so give me a text so you can be part of this new wave of entrepreneurship.
Awesome. And you can call
and
in.
Let me say this point that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That I want to share with Ed. Ed, I was a graduate from UMBC in the theater department, and that was always been my area of interest, was being in the theater. And I had an opportunity, after I had won several passes, to go to California, and I was there, and I ran across a lot of people. I didn't have a mentor or someone to basically guide me along the way, and I was presented with an opportunity to do a screen test right there at a party. with Steven Spielberg. And do you know I see that opportunity because I was not prepared. So I know how that is when you get to that point and you give it that golden opportunity and you're not prepared for it. And I was really like, you know, no, I can't do it right here. Honey, you know, let me come to the studio. I can do one then. And no, you do your opportunity. Oh, what you said, Ed, I mean, it just really hit so close to home. And that would never happen again.
Wow.
Well, that's good that you learned from that. No, that's great. Yeah.
Excellent. We got a caller here. Hang on one second. Hey, Rich, how you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right, man. What's on your mind?
All right. The question is to Ed. Is there a high demand in the security field?
Well, okay. So I'll say it to you like this. I guess the short answer is yes, right? One of the gentlemen that was, he was security for us on Living Single. He ended up, being at the right place at the right time was Michael Clark Duncan. And, you know, he just passed. You know, he played the Green Mile. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, you know, for every celebrity, every artist, every studio, every film production, you need security. So I guess the short answer is yes. They have a couple of companies. I don't have them on me, but, you know, if you email me or get in contact with me, I can get you the information.
Why don't you go ahead and give me an email, man?
So my website is stickycandy.com. My personal email is stickycandy23@gmail.com. And, you know, that's the one I really check all the time, you know, because
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Rich, appreciate you calling in, man. Have a good one.
You too now.
All right, take care. Okay, so again, we're here with Ed Stewart. This is the Entrepreneur's Edge. Oren Solomon. I'm also here with Sharon Lewis. If you want to call in and maybe have a question for Ed, 410-481-1010, 877-704-1010. If you want to know anything about the Hollywood business, I know Rich had a great question with regards to security. Or if you're looking to just start a business, start your own type of business, get your foot in the door, you can send Sharon a text. And Sharon, give that number, please.
Yes, it's 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
Excellent. All right, Ed, I had a couple other questions for you because, man, I'm so intrigued. You know, Ed and I, we talk regularly. You know, I'm so intrigued with this, with Hollywood and how it works and
yes,
who does what. Talk about some of the things you're doing in the community. I know you and I, you know, grew up together and we talk about giving back. And, you know, this is why we have this radio show, to be honest with you. This is a form of me just communicating with the people, what's out there, what's possible, the opportunities we have in our communities. And, Ed, I know you're doing some things as well. If you could take a minute and kind of share with some people some of the things you're doing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, again, as a native Washingtonian, you know, I realized that I've been extremely blessed. And so any way that I can give back, you know, I always try to do that. You know, I've been teaching, actually. I've been teaching at UDC, at the community college, right on North Capitol and H. Yeah, I've been teaching at the community college at North Capitol and H. And, you know, I've been giving back in that way. You know, and through that, you know, we do a every summer we do a program with the Bill Gates Foundation. 2 years ago it was at Howard. This year it was at Friendship Collegiate. And from there, you know, I've taken on a couple of mentors. And finally, I've been asked a lot, but I've decided to write a book on the entertainment industry and helping others to get into the entertainment industry. So I'm thinking first quarter of next year, it'll probably be out. And then again, my website is stickycandy.com. All right.
Stickycandy.com. And also, I know you do some teaching as well, right? Can you take, can you share about these? Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, at UDC, it's interesting because, I've been teaching English, which is, you know, that's you know, it's a little different than film.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, it's a community college. You know, the kids are great. You know, the faculty there is really, really pleasant. And it was a great opportunity. You know, again, the right place at the right time. You know, it was just something that, you know, I saw a way that I could, you know, give back to those that, you know, kind of needed some assistance. And, you know, I've been talking to them about doing some stuff in the film department as well.
Awesome. One of the things I've learned about entrepreneurship and a lot of entrepreneurs, that when they are successful, they can be some of the most giving people in the world. If you look at Bill Gates, you know, does a lot of philanthropy, giving back. Bill Cosby. I mean, I can go on and on and on. You know, Dr. J. I mean, I can name so many celebrities who, once they've made it and they've become successful, they realize that there's a necessity to give back in some way, shape, or form. And so that's another advantage of being an entrepreneur. And so that's why we have this show, you know, for a platform for you to hear some of the things that entrepreneurs are doing in the community. So it's not just about you getting in and getting money. You know what I mean? That's how it is in the beginning. You know, if you don't have any, you know, it's kind of like oxygen. You need it, you know. But once you get it, you know, you put yourself in a position where you can help other people. And that's the power of entrepreneurship. And that's why we have Ed Stewart here today to talk about, you know, entrepreneurship in the entertainment field. Ed, if you can get your website out one more time so people can hear.
Absolutely. It's stickycandy.com. And again, my email address is stickycandy23@gmail.com.
Again, stickycandy23@gmail.com. So if you want to join in the discussion, if you have any questions, 410-481-1010. Again, 410-481-1010 or 877-704-1010. Or if you're just interested it just intrigues you about having a business, starting a business, starting a home-based business, getting into entrepreneurship in some way, shape, or form, you can send Sharon a text. Sharon, if you can give your number.
Yes, it's 443-854-4889. Again, that number is
443-854-4889. Excellent. So, you know, Ed, I got a bunch of questions here, and I know we just don't have enough time to go through all of it. But if you can tell people about, you know, what it is you're doing now, because there's so many facets of Hollywood, from production to, I mean, there's so many different facets of it. But if you could just share with people what you're doing now, because look, and the reason why I had him come on the show is because he, like I, was an inner city kid, right? Grew up in the hood, you know what I mean? Didn't have a silver spoon in our mouths at all. And you know, worked our way up from the bottom, got connected with the right people, timing was everything, and now doing some great things. I just want to inspire other people to do it. So just kind of share with people what's going on now. Tell me about this project you're doing.
Yeah, I got you. It's interesting because, unlike any other business in entertainment, you have the luxury of doing more than one thing at a time. So when you look at all the major producers, the Jerry Bruckheimers, the Scott Rudins, you know, the Harvey Weinsteins, they, you know, have anywhere between, say, 10 to 20 projects concurrently that they're developing. And you have to do that because, you know, when one thing is hot, the other thing isn't, and it kind of changes. So you have to have something for whatever's going on. So it's a couple projects I'm working on now, in addition to the film fund that I'm putting together. But the first one is a project based on the life of jazz great Dinah Washington, right?
Okay.
And I optioned a book. It's called Queen, and we're doing it's a biopic. So think Ray meets Lady Sings the Blues. As a matter of fact, we have the screenwriter that wrote Ray. He's signed on to actually write our script, right? And you know, that's a $30 million project. You know, it's just what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, for him to write the script, it's $300,000. You know, and so, you know, that's the reason why you have to have the film fund to be able to facilitate, you know, these things. So then the other project that it's I'm sure really close to Oren's heart is a project called the Mighty Lions, and that's based on our experiences at Carroll High School. You know, back in the day before all of the beautiful young women were there, it was an all male school, and it was quite the dynasty, right? Mm-hmm. It was, you know, we like to say it's the film is Remember the Titans meets Mr. Holland's Opus. And so we had a great opportunity to be under the tutelage of, you know, great coaches, you know, social justice teachers. And it gave us an opportunity to really, you know, go from being boys to men, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, showing us what's important, family, friends, team, you know, togetherness, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're working on that project now. The script is actually, it's being written, and we'll have it the end of this year. And, you know, we're going to flesh it out a little bit, but we're looking to actually go into production with that this summer. Yeah, awesome. So I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it as well.
Yeah.
So we have Ed Stewart here, a film producer. He's in the, you know, he's in the Hollywood business. So if y'all have any questions about that business, any aspect of it you want to know about, feel free to call 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010, or if you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010. We're just talking about entrepreneurship and entrepreneurship in the entertainment field. And it ain't easy. You know, entrepreneurship anywhere is not easy. Whether you want to start a restaurant or a bakery or a cell phone store, I mean, it's tough. But in the entertainment business, you know, it's good to have someone firsthand here to kind of tell you just kind of how the ropes go. So, and I'm intrigued by it. I'm like, I'd love for you to tell these people some stories, but I know you can't do that. So.
Cannot do that, my friend.
Sworn to secrecy. So anything else you want to share? Some other tips that you can give some of the people who, or some experiences you've had that, you know, can help some people out, just to kind of give them some information about the business you're in.
Yeah. I would say probably one of the things that, has done me well is just never give up. You know, just do your research and, you know, figure out what you want to do. Know that there are things about what you think it is that you have no idea, right? And you know, meet tons of people, be friendly to everyone. You know, please do not burn any bridges, because you know, the person that is getting your coffee today will literally sign your check tomorrow.
Wow. You know what? I was just going to ask you that. I was going to ask, could you talk about the importance of networking?
Yeah, that is very important to talk about.
That was one of our topics we had a few weeks back. If you could just talk about the importance of networking and how it can really make or break you, and the type of contacts and stuff and income you can make from it.
Wow. Well, you know, just as far as networking is concerned, I'll try and link, you know, one of the previous things I was talking to you about having a conversation with David Falks, director of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was able to get that meeting. And again, this was right here in Washington, D.C., right? I was able to get that meeting because I worked at, you know, Bally's.
Mm-hmm.
Workout spot.
Yep.
Right. One of the gentlemen that came by happened to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
I didn't know him,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, he wasn't even a big guy, but he looked official. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we know what that means. He just looked official.
Right.
He had official paraphernalia on.
Right.
And so, you know, listen, I started talking to him, introduced myself, told him what I was trying to do. We became friendly, and he was the one that made the connection to the guy at Falk. And, you know, that's how I did it. So, again, listen, and you know, on a movie set, the most important person isn't the director, is not the star, is not the producer. It is that person, it's that PA, they call him production assistant, that brings the coffee.
Hmm.
Because if you don't have that coffee there for the crew, nothing happens.
Wow.
That's the most important person. And when you treat everybody like you would want to be treated, then you start to create an environment that's friendly, that is giving, that's loving, and that's, you know, and that's helpful to one another. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. So networking is important, man. It, you know, I've said this many times. Your network is tied to your net worth. And I know over the years, Ed has created an incredible network of people. In fact, you know, we can be sitting down talking and he'll get a phone call from someone that some big Hollywood star, or he'll get a text, or he can show me the name and the number. And I'm like, man, you know that person? You know what I mean? That's just the nature of the beast. So it's power and network. And I appreciate that. So here's the thing. If you want to call in, if you're interested in starting a business, Sharon, if you can give your number out one more time again.
Yes, it's 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
Excellent. And if you want to call in and chat with Ed, or if you got a comment or something, you can call in at 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. We're talking about entrepreneurship in Hollywood. And if you can maybe tell some people, you got a bunch of stories, not bad stories, but stories of people who you saw who maybe came out of nowhere, they got their foot in the door, and now they're huge giants in the industry just because they were in the right place at the right time. If you can share a couple of those stories, I think it'd be great for people to hear.
Well, all right, tell me if this works. I used to go on the road with David Talbert. David okay. Talbert's from DC.
Mm-hmm.
He's a filmmaker now, but he used to be a playwright. And he would do, you know, what they would call gospel plays, you know, mm-hmm. kind of on the Chitlin' circuit, which is, mm-hmm. by the way, very profitable, mm-hmm. extremely.
Yep.
So when Living Single ended, I went on the road on behalf of Yvette Lee, the executive producer, and her husband. You know, they invested in this in David's project.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went on the road, and when that ended, I started working with a guy who still does the gospel plays. He's the national promoter, Marvelous Marvin.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have three or four, you know, shows crisscrossing the country. And when we were on the road and doing shows and things of that sort, it was a young, as in young in the business, but it was a middle-aged guy. He was coming up, and he was doing plays. And he was getting a little buzz,
mm-hmm.
but nobody really took him seriously. And some 10 years later, that person was Tyler Perry.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's one of the biggest guys in the business now.
Wow.
And so again, you know, you just never know. The person that, you know, you don't think is competition can be competition for you.
Wow.
Know? Yeah. Yeah.
That is phenomenal. That is an unbelievable story.
And one last thing to add, too.
Sure.
You know, when Tyler Perry first went to Hollywood, his, you know, none of the distributors, you know, they didn't want to work a deal with him, right? And so, I happen to know his lawyer,
mm-hmm.
who is the lawyer for Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the same lawyer,
mm-hmm.
right? And so Tyler Perry was able to take advantage of sort of the infrastructure that the lawyer kind of set up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that they plugged right into the TBS system, and mm-hmm. you know, the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful, man. Yeah. That is some awesome stuff. We're here with film producer Ed Stewart. We're on Entrepreneur's Edge here. We're talking about entrepreneurship in Hollywood. We usually talk about all different types of entrepreneur topics, but entrepreneur in Hollywood today, this is real fascinating, some of the stuff that that we're talking about here. In fact, I'm just in awe, man. And you've told me many, many stories about a lot of different things. And for those of you that would want to call, and we only got a few more minutes left here, you can call in the 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. or 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. You know, I can honestly tell you there's so many advantages of being an entrepreneur. And one of the biggest things you get is exposure. You get exposed to so much. You know, Ed and I grew up in the inner city of D.C., but man, he's literally traveled the world because he has the entrepreneur bug. And because of him being in entertainment, man, he's seen so many different things. And so many opportunities come across your way once you step outside the box. Think a little different. Don't stay in that box of you know, keeping a job or working a 9-to-5 or, you know, just wanting to, you know, kind of live like how everybody else is living. So that's why we put this platform together. That's why we have this show, so that every week you can get some tip about something. Knowledge is power. It's actually applied knowledge is power. But man, you know, Ed is dropping some knowledge today. Anything else you want to add, Ed? I know we've got about 8 or 9 minutes here to chat with the folks.
Well, I have one interesting story.
Okay.
And you know, maybe somebody can get something from this. You know, so I'm working on Living Single. Mm-hmm. Things are going great. Everything's good, right? I'm working for Erica Alexander, who played the character Maxine. All right. And so, you know, we're in our fifth season at this point. And we, you know, we had the lawyer that put together the show was representing us. Mm-hmm. Right. Her name is Nina Shaw, by the way. A fabulous lawyer. And what happened was, you know, Erica, just, you know, as an actress, she wanted to kind of make a transition. You know, she felt like she had done all she could on a TV show. You know, she was talented. And so what happened was, you know, we had a strategy meeting with the lawyer, and, you know, we were trying to figure out ways to, you know, maybe get her out of the show or, you know, get her in the film, mm-hmm. you know, things of that sort. And so, you know, it was very interesting because, again, it's figuring out the things that you don't know, right? Mm-hmm. So what happened was, we're sitting in the office, and Erica's saying, hey, I just, you know, I want to get out of this contract. And so, you know, the lawyer's saying, listen, okay, the show was created, for those that don't know, the show, Living Single was created for the clients of William Morris, which is now William Morris Endeavor. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's one of the largest talent agencies there. So they were representing Yvette Lee, who was a producer. They represented Queen Latifah as a rapper, actress, and Kim Coles as a comedian, actress. And so the show was packaged for those three, right? And so what happened was, When the show got packaged, it went into syndication because this will touch on why everybody's so interested in being in entertainment. Mm-hmm. So when the show got packaged, it went on the air. It hit syndication. Syndication is you have 100 episodes. You can now sell directly to an advertiser, right? Mm-hmm. Similar to what, let's say, the Wendy Williams show is, what they call first run syndication, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So a syndicated show is a show that basically the reruns are sold, they package all over the world, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When Living Single went into syndication, Yvette Lee, the producer, received a check for $40 million.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's 100 episodes. 5 years. And that's what we're all chasing. We're all chasing that $40 million syndication check.
Sure.
And so that's what keeps you there.
Mm, yeah, that's awesome.
That's real.
Yeah, that's definitely real.
And guess what? She did it twice. Excellent. On her other show.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, the message is, man, being an entrepreneur, you know, it's not easy, right? it's not simple, but it can be very profitable. It can be very worth it. And depending upon what industry you're in, you know, you can get wealthy. You know, I guess that's why people go to Hollywood. Is that right, Ed?
Absolutely. And it's interesting, too, because remember, Hollywood is the business of show. And so you are, it's all manufactured. It's all created. And so, you know, if you're looking to be an actor in the traditional sense, right, mm-hmm. you know, maybe New York is for you. Maybe the stage. Mm-hmm. Now, you're not financially, you're not going to get the same sort of you know, spoils of riches,
right?
You know, by doing that. But you know, it's not always about the money.
Right.
And this is the first and last time you've ever heard me say that.
Because I know you. Yeah. Man. I know you about the
movie. Yeah. No. So, but you know, it's interesting because when you're making a movie, when you're making a TV show, you do it in pieces. So you hurry up, you stop, you tape, you rerun it, you know, back to one, da 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 da. And it's not what you think it is, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, you know, for the truest experience of, you know, being a thespian and really, you know, being an actor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get that from New York. A lot of real actors.
Yeah.
You know, don't, and that's the thing that they don't like.
It's funny you say that. My wife and I had a chance to go to New York this summer. My first cousin is Sean Patrick Thomas, who played on Save the Last Dance, and so we went to go see him play The Raisin in the Sun with Denzel Washington.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great play, phenomenal. But so afterwards, we got to spend some time together, and so I thought to myself, I said, "Man, you must be doing really well." He said, "Well, you know, we don't make a lot of money doing these plays," because he did both. You know, he obviously did movies, and Denzel as well did movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
But play, he said, "Yeah, we don't really. You do this for the prestige. You know what I mean? To put this on your resume." So it's funny you said that.
Oh yeah,
but
absolutely.
I'm like, wow. Yeah. You know, it's interesting that, because I mean, he's basically taking a pay cut.
Yeah.
But it's something important. Yeah. To
absolutely.
Them, to add on his resume to to
the
say
great white way.
Yeah. The great white way.
Oh yeah, it's serious. In a broad way, you know, all the greats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to. And it's funny because you know, with this Donna Washington project, we thought about maybe you know, going that way with it. You know,
okay.
we're still, you know, since we have the screenplay, you know, we're doing that. But listen, Broadway is it touches so many people.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, and it's a great thing.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, it looks like we're up against it here, Ed. I appreciate you coming out. If you can give your website one more time, Ed.
Absolutely. Website is stickycandy.com. My direct email is stickycandy23@gmail.com.
Excellent. We appreciate you joining us. Thanks for listening to The Entrepreneur's Edge today. Y'all have a fantastic week, and we look forward to talking to y'all next Tuesday. Have a good one. Take care.